We're up to Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beit. Elohein Nidreinu Nefesh, Omra Kenim Perot Olam Alay, Hareze Yafer. Perot HaMedina Zo Alay, Yavila Bimedina Acheret. Perot HaChemvani Ze Alay, Eno Yachol Afer. But, no, it happened as a Torah Menu, Hareze Yafer, Divi Rebbe Yosef. Shmuel Omar, Omra Kenim Perot Olam Alay, Vayusham Tivorim Besitki, Yikach Lamein, I think we did this already. Okay. So there were pears right in front of her. She wasn't referring to those. It's only Bnei Menina Zu. K'tiv. Kol nerev ha-choshvat yisur la'anot nafesh kegon. Pilpel shani to'emet. Kluskin shani to'emet. Those are the loaves of bread. Lo sov davar sheyesh miyoto amin, that she said when she was answering on herself, that we don't say dafka if she sees that kind of mafrein bo miyoto amin. And there's not, you'll say, so what difference does it make? You can't buy pilpul for anything anyways. Who cares if she asks for pilpul? Because shema yavila acher miyoto amin, and then she won't be able to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yannai ayu lefanav shtei echatichot. Achat yafa v'achat ra'a. This is what Richie commented on. Remember, it's his inui nefesh. He wants the good piece. That's excellent. That's bein olaveina. Areze yafer, nipnei ma'u yameifer. Chavraya amri b'brei nidre inui nefesh shela. Because maybe she'll want to eat the bad piece after she finishes the good piece. Reb Zeira, Reb Elotre, and Amri, no, it's nipnei nefesh shelo. It's really bein olaveina. He wants the good piece. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Shmuel says Kol ha'nedarim adam mefer chutz mi'omer at anayat yaploni. Anayat ploni alai yafer. Even though it was only one person. I vatanina konim perot z'chen v'nizah alai eno yachol afer. So apparently if she asks only one person, it's not godin ha'nefesh. Potalak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, we know his machmer on how to define in ha'nefesh. But the chachamim machoken alav. The Tanina Tama, im lo haita panasato ela mimenu, hare ze yafer, omer Rav Yosi, du makifle, du yavle, this chenvani is the only one who gives him hakafa, who gives him credit, and he gives him when he needs, the best stuff. Omer Rav Yimona, he gives him when he needs, sorry. It's Rav Mona who says, du yavle mikavatov, he gives him the best stuff. So you don't want to go to another store. The store that knows you, they take care of you. Yeah. Okay. Mishnah halacha gim. Konim she'ini nehenet lebriot, eno yachol la'afer. V'chola yi le'anot, b'leket shikhupe. Konim leviyim nehenim li, yitlu al korcho. Konim elu, leviyim elu nehenim li, then yitlu acheri. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, keni matnita, v'chola yi le'anot, when it says Yecholahi, it's an additional thing. In other words, when she says Kenim Sheni, Kodim Sheni Nena Lebriot, it's not called Nidre in an effort. Because she can be Nena from Lekat Shechopea. Now the Brighter says, B'Maisarani also, he doesn't say Maisarani. Let Kan Maisarani, why won't we say Maisarani? Because Maisarani Nitain B'Zichiyah. By Maisroni it says, V'natata lo levi la ger li atom v'la almana. This is my daughter. By these it says, Tazov, Doni v'la ger tazov otam, and therefore you're being nene from Hefka, not from the Baalim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chaninaim, Odom notin ma'asrotav b'tovat hanaya. This is a separate sugya that comes from the Ma, that we're starting recording now. So a person gives Maiser, for his maestras, he has a right to take money for giving that trumas and maestra to somebody. So I can pay him. I can pay him to give it to my grandson. Is it going? No problem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein adam notin maestra tavet tovat hana'a. You're not allowed to take money for trumas and maestras for a coin or levy, a particular coin or levy. My time at the Rabbi Yossi who holds is no problem. Rabbi Yossi b'chanina. It says, Isha Kedoshah, Lo Yiyeh, Lo Yiyeh, that it belongs to him, Lo yeah, I mean, obviously he can't keep it, he has to give it away. So it must mean that lo yeah, he could be makabel lo money for himself by giving it away and charge for it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo yeah just means that he has a schus to decide who to give it. You have to name the chol mishi yitzeh, but he can't actually sell that right. He just has the right to define the ani. Now, matnita pliga Rabbi Yezri b'chanina. L'chor the Mishnah, that says, koinim koinim levim nenim li, yitlo al korcho. So if you're going to tell me tovat ana is worth money, then how can you take something about korcho that doesn't belong to you? It's worth money. If you'll say, the guy has the right to say which coin, he doesn't want to say which coin, so he won't take it from him. But if it's worth money, how can I steal his money? It's talking about over here that he says, I'm not giving the matanot at all. So it's a child to be tovatana. He's basically saying he doesn't have any tovatana. Since he's not allowed to keep it for himself, so maybe he can take it back. Teda Shu King has got to be the best of track. Because the Mishnah itself is mechalik between Kohanim Elo, Levim Elo. There it says, if you say Kohanim Elo, Levim Elo, namely, Yitlu Acherim. So over there, it can be given only to others. He's if you're Tovatana Islam, that's how he explained the first part of the mission must be. That he's being mafka to Tovatana because he's saying, I don't want to give it at all. Matnita pliga al Rabbi Yochanan. There's also a steer to Rabbi Yochanan's approach from the Braita. Because the Braita says, Omer hu le Yisrael, Helech ha-sela zevetein b'chor zela ben bitiko. It is the third. You could pay a guy money, and it's not a problem of a mechazer beit agranot or anything, or for the mekabel. Just give him money, and he can take it. I thought Rabbi Yochanan said he's not allowed to sell it. Here it says you can sell it. Potalah barotzeh litno l'shnai. It's talking about he wants to give this bechor to two kohanim anyway. Uben bito echad mihem. This guy's grandson is one of the two that he's giving it to. So over there, Omer lo helecha selavetein kulo leben biti kohen. So over there, he's not deciding you to give it to, because he already was giving him this gift. So now, says Rabbi Yochanan, to add that you, how much of the gift you want to give him, that, yeah, but you can't pay for the selection. You can pay for how much. So if the guy is already selected, lo yeah, he could select. Now the question is, okay, how much should he give in this selection? That you could pay to give. Give more. I was going to give him a half a bechor. You pay me, I'll give him a whole bechor. Fine, but I was giving him anyway. So it's not that I select who to give it to.
How much?
Born kemeri b'zeira. Kohen li Yisrael, lama asa. So if that's the case, why is it a Kohen not allowed to do the same thing? Why does it say Yisrael? Right? Why can't a Kohen do this? A Kohen not take it for himself. Let's give it for his grandson. Since we adopt the Yisrael, could say, give it to my grandson who's a Kohen. Every Kohen has a grandson who's a Kohen, so why can't he say, give it to my grandson who's a Kohen?
To who?
To a Yisrael. Come to Yisrael and say, look, I know I'm not allowed to take myself by being but the same way, if I was a Yisrael and not a Kohen, I could pay you. So I'm not less than a Yisrael, am I? I'm just paying you to give to a Kohen.
It might be less because it's still a sub-level
of being a Mechazer. Okay, I understand, but what's the pshat? L'maisa lo egivun. There was no tekuva for this question. Ishtik in the Bible. Ishtik. So Reb Chizkia, b'shem Reb Acha, Amar, no. Hachin egivun, there was a tekuva. And al daiter, Reb Yezer, Reb Chanina, Kohen li Yisrael, lomu wasr, lomu de mari ta ayin. This time, just like Reb Yezer, Reb Chanina, who holds that you're allowed to take money for the Tovat Hana'a. So why a Kohen Yisrael is asr? Because he looks like a Kohen Yisrael, have a better or not. Kohen walks in there, he's paying the guy, and then he goes out with Truma. Looks bad. So okay, you say the same thing on Libet Rabbi Yochanan. Not for Rabbi Yochanan to eat like Kohen Yisrael also. Nipnei Mari to Ayin. Even though Rabbi Yochanan is only talking about the amount that you're going to give, but it also doesn't look good. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Ba, Chilul Kodashim Yeshkan, V'tomar mipnei marat ha'ayin. What's going on over here? That's because of marat ha'ayin. Even if he hadn't been giving money, it would be an isur d'oraita of chil kodshim, because he's taking derech bizoyin. A kohen cannot be involved in the bizoyin of kodshim, because he's encouraging a guy in how to give his matan. So a kohen for sure can't give a Yisrael selah, because he's the guy that's supposed to be the shtat guy, who's makabel matanis. For him to be yore to the darga of paid money, that's a chilul. Yeah. Yisrael isn't going to get these things. I should have to say it's a chilul for Yisrael. On the kachim, in the kachim, it's a chilul kachim.
So chil. It's not just because of his, he shouldn't be involved in that. The way that the truma is being treated.
No. Okay. It's being treated exactly the same way by the Yisrael.
Making a deal.
They're both making a deal. But since the Kohen is the one who's in charge of the Kachim, when he does it, he's been Mechal Kachim. Yisrael is talking about something that's out of their hands. It's nothing to do with it. So now, that great thing, we're playing games under the table, who's going to get it, and so on, but it doesn't reflect at all on the nature of the Truma that's been given. Imagine when a Kohen does that, it reflects on the nature of the Truma. So now the Truma becomes something, you know, for Parnassa that we, you know, who bids more, and so on. Okay. So therefore, what are you telling me? It's Maris Ayin. It's a Nisadir Reisim, Mechala Kachim. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense even, according to Rabbi Yochanan, just to add a little bit, it wouldn't make sense. It's not the technicality of deciding. It's the business dealing with the holy things. That's the whole Pharisee problem that the Christians always think.
Money lenders at the temple.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. You know what? This is what it is for them. This Kachi Shemayim is a question of making money. Business, exactly. Like today. You know, everybody looks at all the politics, the yeshivas. It's business. V'yod min hada. I'll bring another raya. It's not just a svora. It says in the Braita, Kohanim v'alavim ha-misayin b'geron ha'ot. So therefore, if you don't give the matana is derech kavod, it becomes a chilul kachim. Worse than that, Yoter Mikan Amru, the Chachamim said that once someone is mechalal truma, trumatan eino truma, maasrot, they don't have a din of trumas of maasros, and the peirot are considered to be tevel. You'll have to give out new trumas of maasros, and believe me, that will discourage very rapidly anybody from giving to a kohen and say, "Yeah, but beit akronot." Hegdesh in a hegdesh. If the kohenim go now to give away the matonas for hegdesh, they're not going to be chal at kedekach. V'aleihem akatuv omer. Roshea bishochad yishpotu, like the Supreme Court. Ramakrom mevia liyam shalosh koraniyot, v'chein biglalchem tzion tzadeh techaresh, v'yushalayim yin tihiyeh, v'harabayim v'vamot ya'ar. Matnit ha'pligar of Yoha. It's a kasha from the Mishlim Kedushin, a makadish b'chumat u'masrot, u'bimatanot, b'nizrol l'chayim v'keiva, u'bimeichatas. That were meant for Poraduma, be Eifachatas. A resume Kodeshes, Af Alpi Yisrael. There it's talking about not only Kohen, but even Yisrael's Mekadosh B'Trumas and Ma'isrins. It's considered to be Kedushin. Why? It's not this. Must because it's Tovat Hana'ah. So now this is worth money. He's giving a woman a dollar's worth of Truma, out of which she can use it either to eat if she's Ruya or to give away. But Lamaisa, we don't say to him, yeah, but you gave something that doesn't belong to you. No. It was worth a penny. What belonged to me was worth a penny. She would have given me a penny to give her this drama. So that means the Kayach of that Tevas Ano, I'm able to be Makanish with. So you see from there, it must be worth money. If it's not worth money, how could you get to Shekesa? It's a clear riot, like Rabbi Yochanan's wrong. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Yeh is not a squiz for money. It's a squiz for choice. Potallah, Rabbi Yochanan says, now the case over there is he owns the Truma outright. He's the grandson of a Kohen, but he himself is Yisrael. So he inherited this Truma from his grandfather's maternal grandfather, who was a Kohen. That's all that it's saying over there. So, Betruma Shanaf Lalami Avim O Kohen.